Thank you for holding. Is this Aaron?
It is.
Hey, Aaron. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, I'm fairly familiar with it. I would just need to know, like, how local is local? Is it go by zip code? What's the area it covers? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, as you might already know, Google sends out a PIN verification letter in the mail, and then the local listings are able to cover up to a 40-mile radius from where that PIN is received, and then we can cover you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. You could also customize the service area if you don't want to cover that entire radius.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes I talk to guys that want to, you know, cut out certain areas of the town. Maybe it's not like a safe area. If I got a guy in Chicago, you know, we're able to kind of cookie cutter it, customize the campaign. So that's a great.
So then, what are the costs associated with that on a month-to-month basis?
Okay, so for local with the Facebook ads, there is a package that I could put you on. It's normally $4.99, but with the new in business credit, I could get it down to $2.49 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, so is that just Facebook or is that Google as well?
No, that's Google and Facebook ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that gets you the local
listing.
And
so like she was saying that on the local listing, so when somebody searches up Home Builder or something like that and the map pulls up, I'm going to be there right next to all the other guys on that, correct?
Exactly, for up to 15 keywords. And then as a byproduct of having the local listings, Aaron, you actually end up on the first page of Bing. They pull from Google's top three for their top five with the local options. Same thing with Amazon Alexa devices. They actually pull from these guys when they're doing the voice recommendations on Amazon Alexa devices. Same thing with like Apple and Safari. They both reference Google as well, too. So you'll have your bases covered on multiple platforms.
Okay, and then there's no hidden fees, there's no pay per click or anything like that. It's a flat right now introductory rate of $2.59 a month or $2.49 a month.
Exactly. Yep. And you're locked in at that rate. So if you want to continue to use us each month, it'll stay $2.49, and then there's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Okay, that's something I could probably swing. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, I saw you had Home Advisor by Angie's. If you could do anything with that, you'll do great with us. Those guys are just reselling leads they're getting from being on the first page of Google, and they're selling them to like three or four people. So if we just let people call you live, you'll see a lot better results, and then we'll have your eggs in more than just that one basket too. So,
that sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. We do already have some information on your business, but just in case there's any changes, I just want to go over everything again. So on the first page, you could only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the best number for both us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
All right, and what's your last name, Aaron?
Noffke, N-O-F-F-K-E.
N-O-F-F-K-E?
You got it.
Okay. And then what's the business street address for your Google PIN verification letter?
13403 North Government Way, Suite 208. And that's Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N.
Got it. 83835.
Yep.
Okay. Save. All right. And then what's your business email address where I can send you an outline of the agreement in writing as well as your invoice receipt?
M-A, as in Mountain America, M-A, underscore, homes, at yahoo.com.
All right. Perfect. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Monday through Friday, let's just call it 7 to 5.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday?
Closed on Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check.
Okay. Okay, and then we're going to want to interview you just to customize the campaign and make sure we're representing you properly and getting you qualified leads. Usually a client interview takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. What would be the best time for you?
I'd say tomorrow afternoon, about 2:30, I should be in the office.
Okay. They asked me to schedule it on the hour, so I'll schedule it between 2 and 3. I'll send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll tell our representative to contact you closer to 2:30. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Save. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter? Okay, and I wanted to ask you, too, do you want me to hide your street address online?
No, I don't mind if it's there.
Okay, just wanted to double-check that because it's going to automatically put it up there, but I don't want to lead people there if you don't want it listed. Okay.
No, that's fine.
All right, so then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4842. 2700.
2700.
0070.
0070.
3960.
3960. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0726.
0726. And then 3-digit code on the back.
877.
877. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction.
Yep.
Okay. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Mountain America Homes.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Aaron Nofke, President.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Aaron, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain that a little bit more.
Yeah. So we know everything that you're currently doing online already. Google is just very sensitive from the AI perspective, so they don't want any kind of like duplicate listings, wrong name, address, phone number, or website floating around anywhere. So we're basically asking, like, after today, before you add anything, we know what you currently have, before you add anything, let us know about it so we can make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have through us.
So if I did more Facebook posts or feeds or anything like that on my own, is that something that...
No, that's fine. We're running Facebook ads. Yeah, you could post on it all you want, you know. But if you have somebody that's going to get in there and maybe, like, create a second Facebook page and run ads, that would definitely cause a problem. So you just want everything going through the same platform. That's totally fine. You just don't want duplicates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or okay. Like, no, that should be...
The other one has LLC.
That should be fine.
Yeah. We just want to avoid things that have to do... Oh, sorry.
And then again, this is just a month-to-month contract, right? Or not even a contract. It's just a month-to-month payment.
You're taking the words right out of my mouth. So here it comes. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month-to-month. You are not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum bundle. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to auto-renew each month on the 8th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Process the payment. You're going to get three email and text messages. They'll go to both. What they're going to have is the outline of the agreement there in writing. You got to sign off on that. There's a Google verification form that you got to fill out. It's any like license, insurance, business registration, work vehicle, license plate, tools, equipment, things like that it's going to ask you for. If you have them, we're going to ask you to send them in. If you don't have them, we could do a phone verification and we'll verify the listing over the phone. So look out for that form.
Okay. I'm also on site today and I'll be out of cell service here probably within the next 20 minutes. So it'll probably be tomorrow or this afternoon or tomorrow morning before I can get to those emails.
Gotcha. Okay. And so your client interview is going to be scheduled for tomorrow between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have plenty of time. I mean, you could even fill out the verification form over the weekend and get it to us by Monday. Just make sure you're available for the client interview tomorrow between 2 and 3. And then I'll text you my direct number and extension. And that way, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns later on when you're back in range, just reach out. Give me a call.
Okay.
All right. Well, officially, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a team of guys here. It's not just me. So like I said, even if it's after hours, you can dial the same customer service line. Just hit extension 1. There's always an agent here to help you.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.